We're on the Art of Money Radio with Daryl Strawberry, and we're out here at the Pump Foundation event. How in the world did you get to know Dana and David Pump?
Well, it's just like everybody. They know everybody.
They do.
They never take a no. If you can't make it, they're like, well, I'm going to keep calling you.
They do.
But I've known them for a long time, you know, through mutual friends, you know, like Sam Watson and other people, and just end up building a great relationship with them. You know, the heart of who they are. You like people that care.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing. I think that's the reason for me being a part of the event, because they do really care. And they do really know how to bring people together. And I think, you know, in this time that we live in, what's important? How can you bring so many different athletes from different sports and celebrities and people? And not just that, you know, the business people that you bring in too, to become a part of a night like this to make a difference. I think when you do get to that place of making a difference, I think people respect that.
I absolutely agree with you. So let's talk a little about baseball. You always were a phenomenal baseball player. How did you get the ability to hit a baseball so well?
Well, I think it's just work, work, work. And I think it's about believing in yourself and confidence in yourself, because you're going to have failure no matter what you're able to do on the field or know what you're able to do in life. You're going to fail in life. And if you can accept that, because everybody only want to accept the good, but they don't want to accept the failure part. And I learned to accept that, you know, growing up here in South Central LA and wanting to become a baseball player, that means I had to work. That means I was going to have some struggles. That means I was going to have some challenges, you know, and growing up in a broken home, you know, having challenges, you know, just all the things that you do face, you're going to have to believe in yourself. And I think that's really important for people to understand, no matter how successful you may look, you know, from the outside perspective, because we always make people believe that we're well because we, you know, have success. But, you know, am I truly well on the inside? I mean, I could say I wasn't that way when I played baseball. I'm a different person today. But when I played baseball, I was a baseball player, and putting on the uniform does not make you a man. It just made me a baseball player.
Sure.
You know, and I just need to get that clear out to people, because we feel like, you know, well, how could they make mistakes? You know, well, you're going to make them. You're going to have some setbacks.
Nothing to huge amounts of money, and that just enables you to be less smart because you have all kinds of resources at your disposal.
Yeah, well, that's true too. And but I don't think the money part of it is. I think the lifestyle of being in a lifestyle that's out there, that's fast, that's moving, action. You know, nothing's never going to happen to me, and that's not true. You know,
bigger than life.
It's still happening to athletes today. It was happening to athletes back when I was playing, and before then,
sure.
And it's happening to like CEOs and everybody. You know, things will happen in your life because you don't think it will. You know, and I think that's the lesson of learning about life. It will happen to you. I don't care how good you are, how great you are, it will occur in your life. And like I said, I wasn't afraid of that. And I think that's why it brought me to where I'm at today and the way I see life today, because of that.
Well, tell me, so you knew as a young man you wanted to be a professional baseball player, but yet there's hundreds of thousands of kids that want to be a professional baseball player, and there's a select few kids that get drafted and get to be a baseball player. What's the process? What was that process of going from high school to kind of, you know, getting drafted? And
well, yeah. I think the most important thing is the real determination that comes from within.
Okay.
And like I said before, it's about believing in yourself, because, yeah, of course, a lot of us do want to get there. But what happens to so many, and so many very talented athletes in baseball and every other sport, is a lot more guys that probably had more talent than I was, but they wasn't motivated. You know, you have to be motivated. And what I mean by that, why everybody else was sleeping, I was up working out.
Sure.
You know, I wasn't just in the gym working out. I was working out at the ball field, and I go to the ball field by myself. Well, they say, well, how do you work out by yourself? Well, I go out to the ball field and I run the bases and I talk to myself. That's motivation. You know, that's how you tell yourself. You run the bases, you learn, talking to yourself, and tell yourself, I'm going to be great at doing this. You know, I was motivated when I was young to do those particular things.
So you basically were practicing stealing before you were in the game. You're basically doing it in your mind, and you're like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal second. I'm going to steal third. and I'm going to steal home. And you were practicing how you would do that.
I was practicing on those things. I was practicing going from first, you know, first to second, you know, second to home. You know, practicing on getting my jumps, stealing the bases. Of course, you know, you can't practice on swinging the bat. You know, right? You can pretend you're swinging the bat, but there's no pitcher on the mound. So, but you can pretend that you're doing that. And I pretended from time to time that I would do that and how far I would hit the ball and I would see it. You know, and you have to be able to see it to believe it. If you don't see it, you can't believe it. That's just anything in life. You don't see yourself being successful, you're not going to be successful. But if you see yourself and you believe it, you don't need affirmation from everybody else to tell you who you are. You need to dig down inside and look at yourself because you're uniquely made and you're created for you. You're not created to be like anybody else. And I think that's what happens. So many people struggle because they want to be like somebody else instead of being like who they are.
So I have a baseball question for you as we wrap it up here. So I grew up outside of Philly. So I'm a big Philadelphia Phillies girl. Sorry. However, so now in the divisional race, you know, got your Mets, got the Atlanta Braves, and then we have my Phillies. So who are you calling there in that division?
Well, of course, New York, you know. I mean, Philly, you sit here and tell me you grew up in Philly. Oh, my God. The fans in Philly.
I know. We're brutal. Yeah. We are brutal. For sure.
Hardcore fans, right? Yes. Yeah, they let you know. They let you have it. But I love playing in Philly. Of course, we used to beat the Braves so much, you know, back then. And the Braves are a different organization now.
Sure.
Well, they were back in the 90s, too, when they had Maddox Smokes and all those guys.
Sure.
But they are an organization that's built around young players, which is great.
Sure.
And then Philly, you know, they just got off to a rough start.
Yes.
I think they have a lot of talent. I think they played the Mets a couple of weeks ago, and
it's
they didn't
up
beat
again,
them.
Too.
They
yeah.
didn't beat them. You got to beat them.
Right.
You got to beat the
sure.
You got to beat the team in front of you.
For sure.
So the Braves just won 3 out of 4.
They did.
So you look at that and say the Braves are really going to be the team that they're going to have to probably deal with at the end of the day.
Correct.
You know, but the division of the Eastern League has always been tough, you know, and, you know, no one team is running away. But they thought the Mets were going to run away with it, but, you know, the Braves were asleep, you know, in April. But they finally woke up and
they did
got
wake
going.
Up, for sure.
Well, Daryl, thank you for being with us today. We'll see you around here next couple days.
Thanks for having me.